Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Here's a word you do not encounter that often, epistemology. It's a theory of knowledge, especially with regard to its methods, validity, and scope. Also, the investigation of what distinguishes justified belief from opinion. And there's a hook, justifying belief from opinion. My next guest, decades in media, public policy, communications, author of a book titled, What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Son. Matt Rosenberg, glad to have you on board, sir.
Glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, my boots-on-the-ground reporter, correspondent in Chicago, let me know about this article you wrote about how crime has begun to take over a part of the area where you did grow up in, Chicago, mm-hmm. Hyde Park, and beyond that border. And your basic premise right now is, what's wrong with Chicago?
It is. I lived here for 30 years, Larry, and was looking at what was going on last year after the heinous death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and I saw most of the nation's big cities, and especially my old hometown of Chicago, blowing up. I was watching all of this from Seattle, where I've lived with my wife for the last 27 years, where we've raised our two children, and I've always come back to Chicago, and I was greatly dismayed at what I saw. It was like everything just went out the window. I think the turning point for me was May 31st, 2020, when 18 people were killed in Chicago. In July of 2020, 105 were slain, and I decided to come back. I moved in, and I went deep into the South Side to talk particularly to Black people in their homes and workplaces, to hear their success stories and to find out their take on, what's gone wrong and how do we fix it.
For those who are not familiar with Hyde Park, that's the home of the University of Chicago, but what is the makeup of the Hyde Park neighborhood, where you grew up, actually?
Well, it is where I grew up. It's a very interesting neighborhood. It's integrated. And it's long been integrated, and it's frankly one of the few integrated neighborhoods in Chicago. So whites, blacks, and now more and more Asians, including students at the University of Chicago. And you have to bear in mind, and I know you do, that the violence in Chicago is primarily in neighborhoods not like Hyde Park. Hyde Park is, middle to upper middle income, high education levels. The greatest violence is in lower income neighborhoods of color, and no one talks about it. White progressives are blind to it. When I bring it up, amazingly, they tell me, it's always been like that. So you discover horribly that Black lives have actually never mattered to white progressives. And I know that sounds harsh, but I've been back on the ground here for 2 months plus again this year in 2021, and that's part of what I'm seeing. But Hyde Park is an enlightened neighborhood where the University of Chicago lies. My dad taught there. I grew up in that atmosphere, going to school with other faculty kids. And
Saul Bellow and Milton Friedman even in that neighborhood at that time, right?
Yes, actually in our building. But there's always been this enlightened belief, and it was a point that I was making in a recent column that I had published here in Chicago. There's always been this belief that knowledge will be our salvation. And even with respect to sociology, political science, the social sciences, advanced research into urban crime and urban public schools has occurred to a very great extent at the University of Chicago, and good for the university and its scholars for digging in to relevant topics.
But you point out, and you've got it in the second paragraph of your article, epistemology has been taught and debated, that branch of philosophy with ancient roots, several definitions. One to do is study the limits of knowledge, including what we actually can do with it. And you're saying we've known a lot of this, but what have we done with the knowledge?
Exactly the point I was just driving at. We know a lot, but we've done too little. And so after the recent slaying of a 24-year-old Chinese graduate student in Hyde Park, a university student, the Cook County Board president, a longtime politician who lives in Hyde Park, said, you know, we'll put our heads together and study this. And the university president said, we'll put our best experts on this. And I'm thinking, guys, come on. You already know what to do, and a lot of it ties back to the policy playbook that I outline in my book, and I'm not the only person out there talking about. For instance, we need to reform bail reform.
Yeah.
This process where we let guys out, you know, right
after just discussing
charge.
That. We've been discussing that on the preceding two segments and saying there are times for bail, and yes, there are times that it's onerous, and there are times that you don't look at just that particular crime, but the history, and is the person not a question of can they pay the bail, but if you let them out, are they a threat to society?
Indeed, and we've had all too many instances here where people let out, you know, have gone out and done the same thing again or worse, up to and including murder. So it's rather tragic.
But they want to study it. They want to put their heads together. You're quoting a Northeastern University professor, urban communities professor, saying people in Hyde Park and downtown are easier targets. In what way?
They're less aware of the laws of the street. They're less likely to be carrying, and I hate to have to point that out, but it's true. They're just not on guard the way that people are in other neighborhoods. And so softer targets.
Defenseless, yeah. And you also point out for 4 years running, 80% of Chicago murder victims have been black. And yet you told me a moment ago, even in the progressive neighborhoods, you didn't see a lot of BLM support.
I was saying that among progressives here in Chicago that I've talked to, they don't see so much of a problem with black-on-black violence. And to take that a step further than what we've discussed already, I think there's this blind spot among progressive whites, the people who are the first to shout about systemic racism, allegedly still today perpetrated broadly by whites and society. There's a blind spot when people of color fall short. And what I found talking to black people and Latino people, in contrast, on the South Side, was that they have conservative values and, in fact, always have. And so there's this vast gulf between what we hear from BLM, for instance, explaining away looting last year in downtown Chicago, literally as, well, if you need to put food on the table so you're going to go loot, that's okay. Just appalling.
And you've seen what's been happening in California, bands going into Nordstrom's and so forth, suddenly hitting the Louis Vuitton purses and grabbing them and everything, and CVS pharmacies and so forth. And of course, the if someone walked in with a mask, you'd immediately be suspicious in days of old. But now with the COVID mandate, you can walk in with a mask and nobody pays any attention to you until suddenly the action starts.
It dovetails perfectly with their intent, and we've been hit hard in downtown Chicago and the Chicago suburbs by organized shoplifting gangs. And, you know, some people are not so sympathetic to a big, expensive chain like Louis Vuitton, and I get that, but you know what? This is about social order versus social disorder. I will also point out that Friday night, after the Rittenhouse verdict, it was not only big chains that were getting looted in greater Chicago, it was also black-owned enterprises on the South Side.
I'm glad you did that, because that's the other thing. Major chains who have located in such a neighborhood, and you mentioned the black-owned, but the major chains, they're pulling out, so now those people don't have resources they had before either. Before we go much deeper, in the last minute, you make a point of the Cook County defendants and how the Cook County State's Attorney has been handling and dealing with some of these, because there's a root of your problem in many ways.
We have a prosecutor who does not much like to prosecute, and in a great many cases, additionally, they say they find the evidence unconvincing and just can't bring cases to trial. And I think this is a pattern across the big cities of our nation right now. And I think it's a deep problem. When you really strip it back to the root, Larry, I mean, we've got growing crime, and a small proportion of it is actually reported. We know that, short of murders, which are almost always reported. We've got a great amount of crime. We don't have very much punishment anymore. So what do we expect?
Yeah.
You know, it's not good. We have failing schools, failing courts, endemic corruption in Chicago, rigged rules of governance.
Great, great material, Matt. Well, I'm up against the clock. Matt Rosenberg, the book is titled What Next Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. And this is a part of a column he had from that book. And a great explanation. We may be back in touch with you on this subject.
That would be great. I'd be happy to speak again.
Thanks, Matt. And by the way, folks, his closing line on this particular article, struggling cities, Chicago, most innate at the real speed of life, they need to or they will die.